Now, this time on a Monday morning, we know the weekend's a bit of a blur. It certainly is for me. I don't pay a lot of attention to what's going on in the news, and that's things I need to know. That's why our weekend warrior, Anthony Dockerill, takes care of it for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
It was an interesting 48 hours.
Yeah, I mean, let's see what happened on the weekend. Oh, that's right. Australian cricket died.
It died. It's all over.
Did you hear about this, Nick?
How could I not?
Are you into cricket?
I'm not. I actually find it terminally dull.
Okay. Well, I do like cricket. So right. The two of us balance here.
So this was balance. A big deal for you.
Yeah, look, it is. And look, you know, day three, test match in South Africa, lunchtime, Australia's captain and vice captain and God knows who else, decided the best course of action was to cheat.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
So a junior player was instructed to tamper with the ball. So, you know, Cameron Bancroft pulled out of his pocket a bit of yellow tape, which also implies that this was actually totally premeditated. Oh, do we have some yellow tape around the dressing room? We better go to Bunnings.
Don't drag their names.
No, I'm not. Yeah, sorry. I apologise to Bunnings. It was all caught on camera. And, you know, as they say, the jig was up. Overnight, Smith and Warner have been stood down as Australia captain and vice captain. And, you know, we formally lost the already lost test match. I think it's very hard at this point to say that Smith and Warner will have a meaningful test career after this point.
I don't think it's going to be good for them. And I think what kind of blew my mind, even not really understanding the mechanics of ball tampering, was clearly, and do excuse me for a second here, what a shit job they'd done at ball tampering when the ball wasn't even replaced after they'd been discovered doing this.
Yes. So, morally bankrupt and incompetent. It's a great combination there. It really sums the whole thing up. I mean, look, the real tragedy here in some respects is that Stephen Smith, he's one of the greats of the game. I mean, his figures in recent times have been comparable to Bradman.
I keep
and
hearing
his his career is basically over, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I mean, you know, what happened on the weekend was something you'd expect to hear about in a T20 game in Qatar.
Ooh.
That's how bad it is.
I don't know what that means, but I'm assuming it's a big insult.
Just jump on YouTube and look at some of the cheating that's happened there. Lots of people have been comparing this event to what happened when Greg Chappell was captain with the underarm bowl.
You remember this? I remember that delivery. Being something that was upsetting to people, yes.
But look, they don't even compare because, they're both terrible decisions by Australian captains. But, the underarm delivery was in pyjama cricket. It was against New Zealand. And, you know, one day, Nick, when we're all dead, New Zealand will forgive us.
They will.
I mean, what happened the weekend was, you know, straight out cheating on the world stage in a test match against one of the best sides in the world.
So clearly we had a panic. Like, clearly something just...
Yeah, I don't know. Look, to me, this is the end point of a particular culture in Australian cricket. I think this hyper-competitive, hyper-masculine, basically highly paid bullies. I just think that they wanted to win the test match. It was lunchtime. They were under the pump. And... let's do that.
Have a
let's
really do that. Bad Why not? Job at cheating.
Let's do it.
Look, it did give us one of my favourite NT News cover pages for a while. Front page. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen it.
Why I've got some sticky near my dicky.
Oh, yes. Look, if I was involved in Australian cricket, Smith and Warner would play out their days in T20 and that would be a fitting punishment, I think. And now, look, if the coach down Leenum had nothing to do with this, and at the moment that's the official thing, he should still be sacked for allowing a culture to exist where this is even possible. And thank God Richie Beno isn't around to see this. That's all I can say. Thank God.
I'm getting a perspective of how important this is now.
And finally, you know, look, if Smith and Warner play on, a lot of people are saying, they'll just go off and they'll have a little holiday and they'll come back and, you know, they obviously won't be in leadership roles, but they'll be in the test side. Can you imagine the next Ashes series, which is in England? Can you imagine the commentators going, oh, that sound of booze must mean the disgraced former captain Stephen Smith is about to come out to bat?
It's got to have to go that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's all over. On more important stuff.
All right, okay. I'm not sure, but sure.
Huge protests in Washington for gun reform over the weekend.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. And I noticed that Trump was very quiet on Twitter.
He didn't say a word, did he?
He was very good, didn't acknowledge it, very quiet by his standards. Only a few tweets you'd call loopy. The loopiest was him blaming the Democrats for not funding the building of the wall, even though they don't control either house. And Nick, wasn't Mexico going to pay for it?
It was always going to pay for it.
Democrats' fault. But, you know, back to the protests, amazing pictures. Reports that they filled 20 city blocks.
It's huge. Like, you look at these images and it's powerful.
Yeah. And there's also saying these are bigger protests than what happened during the Vietnam War. To put it in perspective.
It's about time.
Yeah. So, you know, this movement is not going away. A lot of people, I'm sure, in the NRA and everything, were just thinking this was just going to be a little flash in the pan, like last time, like last time, like last time. But I don't think this is. I think this is the start of something new.
I hope it is. I am very concerned for this week of American politics. You know, I think there's a lot of US politicians, what is it, about 5 p.m. or so over in D.C. on Sunday night. They're hitting the hay early. They're getting their rest in because they are going to spend a week demonizing children for the crime of not wanting to be shot.
Well, damn them. Damn them to hell.
It's going to be a bad week to watch, I think.
Oh, yes. And there's a lot of talk about Mueller maybe being sacked. So let's cross our fingers on some of these things. A lot of stuff at stake. Keep your eye on April 20.
Okay.
It's the 19th anniversary of Columbine. So far, 1,500 schools have signed up to walk out. They're expecting that number to balloon.
That is going to be huge.
Yep, yep. So like I said, this movement isn't going away. Also on the weekend, the Western Bulldogs beat the Brisbane Lions in the AFL Women's Grand Final.
They did.
Congratulations to the Bulldogs. Nick, it's 2 years of the AFL Women's League, and we still don't have a team from the Swans. I can't believe it.
Don't have a team from the Hawks
either. Come on, Swans. Get your act together.
Come on, Hawks. Where's ours?
Yeah, Hawks. I was just about to bring that up. The Hawks don't have one either.
We do not, no.
Yes. The Hawks won. You must be happy.
Very happy. I was watching that. That was huge. I can't believe we hit triple digits on our first game of the season.
Burnt the pies, basically.
Very happy.
Swans won their first game, and it was a hard one against the Eagles. They won. So last year they lost their first six games and went on to play the final. So I'm feeling pretty optimistic at the moment.
Good.
Finally, news poll number 29. And on the weekend, Turnbull wanted to talk about the cricket.
He really wanted to talk about cricket.
Now, Malcolm, I think you should butt out of any debate on moral behaviour. Seeing your government basically had to be forced by the federal court to allow a 10-year-old Iranian boy who's a serious suicide risk on Nauru to come to Australia, I think you should butt out.
I think you should butt out.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen Smith could cheat in every single game that he's ever played on and still be morally superior to our Prime Minister, I think.
I'll go with you on that one.
Yep, that's the weekend.
Anthony Dockerill, thank you very much.